AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. National Security Advisor John Bolton says all options are on the table with Iran. In Israel today, Bolton talked about how important it is for Iran to get back in compliance.
The threat of a nuclear Iran is very real, as are the threats of Iran's support for terrorism, its ballistic missile program, and its other malign activities in the Middle East.
Iran's president is mocking President Trump, going so far as to say that the White House is afflicted by mental retardation. The comments by Hassan Rouhani came after the Trump administration sanctioned Supreme Leader Ayatollah Al-Khamenei. The White House is threatening to veto a $4.5 billion bill in the House aimed at improving the treatment of migrant families detained after crossing the U.S. southern border. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is pushing Congress to pass a bill to give them more money, more than they need.
At some point in early July, we're going to probably be out of money, and that's why Congress has got to act now. We got to get the House and Senate to just pass a unified package as quickly as possible. This is not political. This isn't about immigration policy. This is just about getting these kids cared for, getting it funded, and moving on.
The government has removed most of the children from a remote border patrol station in Texas following reports more than 300 children were detained there, caring for each other with inadequate food, water, and sanitation. Rehearsing for a ceremony in high humidity and temperatures up to 95 degrees sent 18 soldiers at Fort Bragg in North Carolina to the hospital. Paratroopers were rehearsing for a change of command ceremony, which is scheduled for later this week. Police say a Girl Scout died, three other people injured, when a tree fell on a camp in southern Indiana. A domestic dispute in a Philadelphia neighborhood ended with a man stabbed and three people shot. One person died. Chicago police released more than 1,000 files from the investigation into Empire actor Jussie Smollett's claim he was attacked by two men. This is AP Radio News. The new acting Secretary of Defense is on his first overseas trip, the NATO summit, and the AP Sagar Magani is on that trip.
Over the weekend, Mark Esper was still Secretary of the Army. He became acting Defense Secretary yesterday and will become the third Pentagon chief in less than a year to meet with allies in Belgium.
We come with a message of continuity, that a personnel transition does not mean a change in policy.
Acting Assistant Secretary Katie Wielbarger says it's a good thing Esper's going to NATO in his first week on the job, saying face-to-face meetings will help him get the point across on issues from Iran to Russia. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The governor of Illinois plans to make the state the 11th in the nation to legalize recreational marijuana use. J.B. Pritzker is expected to sign a bill later today that would allow people in Illinois to buy and possess up to 1 ounce of usable marijuana at a time. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.